You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
March Madness kicks off this week. Oh. A lot of people really excited to watch a bunch of basketball games.
What a fun weekend. And I have not really kept up with college basketball this year, but it was a fun weekend. I watched the entire NC State Carolina game Saturday night, and it was really fun. It was exciting. Mm-hmm. It kind of got me back in the mood for March Madness, which technically starts tomorrow.
Yeah. Couple games tomorrow.
Yeah, a couple of play-in games tomorrow and Wednesday before the tournament fully gets underway. Field of 64 starts Thursday.
If you're a degenerate gambler, this must be very exciting.
Or if you're just a sometimes sports fan and you want everybody to think you're a hardcore sports fan, this is your day.
Yeah.
This is the day you get it planned out, you kick it up because you're going to run around talking trash about basketball, you know, in your bracket for a couple of weeks, knowing that you don't know a damn thing about sports.
Got to get your bracket ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. King Charles is trending this morning. There's a rumor out that he died yesterday. Doesn't look like that's real. It's just another day, another dramatic story from the palace. I mean, the Kate Middleton thing is ongoing. There's a story out that says she is, quote, devastated by the photo drama that surrounded her Mother's Day post. And that they're now saying any day now, they're going to release a new statement updating people on Kate Middleton's health. And it's just so stupid. I can't even wrap my head around it. And it's stupid for a lot of different reasons.
Yeah, but the number of things that have come out that she's hiding because she's was caught having her affair after she found out about William's affair. All these things, that rumors are rampant. They have none of which has anybody produced any proof of anything other than the fact that she's been to the hospital and had abdominal surgery, just like they said.
It's ridiculous, but I do enjoy watching it.
But isn't that why nobody's talking about her as much anymore with all of that? Because now that's why they're making up this thing about King Charles dying or something, so then they can throw that back in there. Oh, and Kate Middleton is so upset.
And you never know with the Brits. You never know. They report differently than anybody else.
Yeah. I mean, because it's not like they have anything good to whip up in the kitchen. So, they got more time to sit around making up lies about celebrities and all.
Vladimir Putin is trending this morning. He won Russia's election for president for another 6 years. They said he got 87% of the vote.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm.
Pretty staggering numbers. 87% of the vote.
Yeah, and that other percentage of people, he told them not to vote for him. Yeah, nobody's voting on their own, that's for sure.
Right.
Either way, we got to make it look believable. So
that's a staggering 87% of the vote. Isn't that
great? Mm-hmm. Even higher number than the previous four elections he's won. So another 6 years for Vladimir Putin.
So he's been in office now for like 24 years, something like that.
Long
since
time.
2000, 2002, something like that.
There's one more. So if you went out drinking yesterday for St. Patrick's Day, today is the day for recovery. And today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Ooh.
We don't talk about Sloppy Joes as a hangover cure, but I think they would make a great, like, that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
If you have had a little too much to drink, throw down a couple of Sloppy Joes. Ooh. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So those are a few things that are now trending.
I just had an encounter at the store, and I should learn to keep my mouth shut. I should just be quiet from now on. I'll explain why next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word for Monday, March 18th, charity. Again, that word is charity. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Why I should just keep my mouth shut. There's a little store right up the street from here. And I came in, got here this morning, did some stuff, and then Rob was here. And I said, hey, I'm going to run to the store. I'll be right back. And he goes, okay. And, you know, I take off and run up to the store. And first, I go in, and I get what I'm there to get. And I go to turn, and we've all been in this little store. The aisles are narrow for some reason. Like, they cram a lot of stuff into a relatively small space. So there's no real passing anybody on the aisles unless you both turn sideways. And as I come walking up the aisle, a guy turns and is coming at me, and he's not looking. He's looking back at something over his shoulder. And so seeing him approximately 4 feet away, I said, oh, excuse me. And he doesn't acknowledge me. I said, excuse me, excuse me. And I finally go, hey, excuse me. And he snaps his head around. And he goes, oh, sorry. And he had to turn. And as he turned and I slid by him, it became clear that before he came to the store that morning, he decided not to shower. Like, let me get to the store. Then I guess I'll go home and shower. So this was pre-shower, clearly. Goodness. So I get to the counter and I'm paying for my stuff. And the lady, and I put my stuff on the counter and the lady's behind the counter and I've seen her in there 100 times. And she asked me, you know, do you have a whatever kind of card they have? And I said, no. She said, do you want to sign up for one? And I said, no. And then she said, would you like donuts for $1? And I said, no. I said, no, it's Monday. I thought I'd be witty. You know, it's Monday. I'm trying to cut back on those damn donuts, man. They'll get you every time. And as I look up, guess what she's got in her hand?
Oh.
Donut.
Oops.
And she goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Put in my ATM pin. And there was this awkward... That's what it sounded like. The rest of it, and you have to stand in the little wheel going around, like, you know, processing. So you can't walk away until it gets approved. Now I'm like, oh God, please just.
Is she a big woman?
Yeah.
Okay. See, there's the lesson though, Ace, and you do this a lot. I don't mean make this an intervention or anything, but somebody who is in a really good condition and you're not even close to being overweight, to make comments about yourself being overweight all the time and I'm a fat piece of, you know, around people who are.
You're right. It's true. Yeah.
You're like, he thinks that about himself. What must he be saying about me? Yeah. So that's
just my self-loathing, my anger with myself that I'm not in, and I'm just
Well, now you got somebody else to loathe you.
Man,
you got company.
She's not happy. Hey,
she's loathing you now.
Yeah. Should have kept your mouth shut like I did.
You're right, Rob. In this case, I should have kept my mouth shut. I was like, golly, I felt bad about that.
The Rob way always works.
Then it was that awkward, like, how long is this thing going to take? And it felt like 90 seconds. It wasn't. It was probably about 7 seconds. It was like that wheel, like, please approve this, so I don't have to do this. I gotta go.
By the way, the next time you go, I'm gonna give you my phone number so you can give me some rewards. I know you said you didn't have one, so you can use my number.
Okay, I'll be glad to use your number. Although I may not be going back there anytime soon. You're out on a date, and this person that you're on a date with that you hardly know makes a really odd request. There's a great tweet that got this started from over the weekend. That and more next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
How long do you have to date someone before they make a request of you that you would consider to be totally rude early on? Like, you feel like 6 months needs to go by before they ask you to do something specific? Like borrow money, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hey, can I borrow, get $50 on you? The reason is, I saw this over the weekend. Somebody named, I'll give her credit, at Riot Girl Aaron. I don't know who that is. It just showed up on my For You page on Twitter. It says, I once went on a date in college with a guy in my apartment complex. He called me by the wrong name a couple of times, but the date was going pretty okay other than that. Then he asked me if I would change my major to education so I could homeschool our future children. Oh my God. I found that to be funny. That's a first date. How far along should they be before he goes, hey, you ever thought about changing your major to education so you could homeschool our kids?
I think first date's fine.
You know.
Because you're going to get a response. So let's say he's very into raising kids with homeschooling instead of taking them to government school. If she freaks out on that, then he just knows, hey, no need to keep going.
Okay, so you see it, TJ, as more of an opportunity to kind of draw a line in the sand as to where she is politically, okay, with the educational structure of America.
Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. If you're homeschooling, you don't need a degree. Save some money.
Well, true, but he was hoping that she would have an education degree, so maybe she'd be better prepared for homeschooling. Mm-hmm. Might make it a little easier for them, Rob.
Yeah.
But everything. What is the odd request that was made for you from you by a significant other? And first dates count. It doesn't have to be a full significant other. It could be somebody you're on a first date with. I've never been in a situation where on a first date somebody asked me for something or to do something or just made a strange request. I mean, we do that classic tale of the Madden who used to work for us. That the guy showed up on the first date and brought his ex and her baby and their baby because she just wanted to meet her because she loved her show. It's like, would you mind meeting her real quick and saying hello? And that's a little inappropriate.
Does this count? I was taking a girl home from a first date in Louisiana, and she said for me to stop about a quarter of a mile from her house. They live really far out in the country, and turn off my headlights and then back up into a little dirt road and turn around and go. Because by that time of night, her dad was going to be wasted, sitting up waiting for her, and she didn't want him coming out trying to shoot me or anything. Does that count as a request? I'd like for you just to drop me off here and let me walk in the dark through the wooded road.
Yes.
Okay.
Odd, but at least that was to your benefit.
Yes.
That was beneficial for you, not for her.
Right.
Daddy's drunk.
It's past 10. Go ahead.
Shut off your lights and back in here. Let me out.
Did you just say, okay, no problem?
Yeah. I knew her dad.
And she walked a quarter mile in the dark.
At least. Yeah. I said, I can take you up close. No.
Nope. So at the Ace TJ show, what is the most unusual request from a date or a significant other that you found really, really odd? We'll get to them next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
You're out having a good time, and then the person you're with just makes the most unusual, inappropriate request ever. Madison said, I've been talking to a guy for maybe 2 days. Then he asked me, what do you get me for my birthday? Now, we hadn't met. We had made no plans to meet. And then he seemed offended when I called him out on his entitlement.
Come on.
What? She shouldn't have called him out on his entitlement?
No, he's probably joking.
Yeah. What do you get me for my birthday?
Yeah. Come on. That's flirty.
So he said, keep me anonymous. I had a friend go with me to meet a guy for a date at a bar just so I wouldn't be alone if he was late. He was already there. He was very nice and invited her to join us for a drink before dinner. She was impressed with him. And when we went to be seated, she met some other friends. After about 30 minutes, he asked if she was still there. And if I thought she might want to join us back at his place for some quote unquote real fun. I had to quickly point out that I had no plans for some quote-unquote real fun that night with or without her. He seemed to lose interest after that, and pretty soon dinner was over. First date, though, he probably hadn't known her an hour and a half tops.
I could see where his confusion lie. So, you know.
Robin, how can you see that? I mean, just because her friend accompanied her to the bar to go meet her other friends or whatever, and they shouldn't assume, hey,
yeah,
we think you're friend there. Do you think she wants to join up?
And I love the fact that they all knew immediately what real fun means. That's cool.
Yeah.
Told me for some real fun.
You got some board games at home?
Patrick said, I was out with a woman I met on Tinder. We met up for a lunch date. She showed up dressed really nice, and I was impressed with her. But towards the end of lunch, she mentioned her kids and asked if she could, quote unquote, get $150 from me to help with groceries and that she was excited for me to meet them. Lady, we just had lunch. That was the last time I saw her. And no, I did not give her the money.
Well, good. Riggins, you would have given it to her, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Just because it was an awkward situation, you didn't know how to, you didn't want to make her feel bad?
Sure. Like, there's no limits to what I wouldn't pay to get out of something.
just to wrap it up, you just want to make sure, like, I'll give you the $150, but I do not want to ever have to see you again.
Just please go away. Here's your money.
Yeah.
Kick me between the pockets on the way out if you want. Just leave me alone.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
It's a very exciting week if you are a gambler or just a big sports fan. Details coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So there's a name trending this morning that you might not have ever heard of before, or maybe you do after last night. Dan Schneider is trending. Oof. This is that expose on Nickelodeon back in the like late 90s, early 2000s. It's called Quiet on Set. It premiered last night. And it kind of highlights the sort of abusive situations that were going on behind the scenes of some of the most popular kid shows. And Dan Schneider is one of the guys indicated in this expose. It says he was very inappropriate with kids behind the scenes. So I don't believe he's ever been arrested or charged with anything. And he's still pretty active in Hollywood. But he is trending this morning.
Yeah, it's which one is it, Drake or Josh, that said?
Drake.
It was Drake. But did he say that the guy had made advances on him?
I didn't watch it last night. It was on at 9 p.m. and
the
can't make that happen.
The trailer I saw for it wasn't that Dan Schneider was the one who did something to him. It was his right hand man that did.
Okay, and he says that Dan knew about it or something.
I think so. Yeah.
So you also see Quiet on Set trending this morning. A lot of people talking about that last night. Here's unlikely duo Caitlyn Jenner and Lamar Odom. They are teaming up for a podcast. Now, what do they have in common? Well, Caitlyn Jenner was once married to Kris Jenner, and Lamar Odom was once married to Khloe Kardashian. So now they're linking up for a podcast, and it's called Keeping Up with Sports. Get it? Not Keeping Up with the Kardashians. This is Keeping Up with Sports.
Clever.
So, yeah, they're going to, I guess, discuss some of the hottest sports stories of the day. Oh, now, God. Do I want to hear Caitlyn Jenner or Lamar Odom talk about sports? Not really.
I am not interested in that in the least.
And then, I mean, I think part of it would be to see them together. They couldn't be more different. And it's a podcast, so hopefully they're filming it. I mean, at least make it kind of interesting.
But both are world-class athletes.
Sure.
Or at least they were at one point in their lives.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have zero interest in hearing either one of them give me hot takes on sports today.
Yeah, I don't find them to be dynamic personalities.
No, not in the least.
But yeah, Caitlin and Lamar are keeping up with sports. Mm. Fresh take on what it really takes to be the best. It's very exciting.
I love the name, though. Keeping Up with Sports.
Yeah. It's not a Kardashian thing. It's totally different, though.
Yeah. We're just trying to put that behind us.
Yeah, right.
We don't want anything to do with the Kardashians show, any of that kind of stuff. This is Keeping Up with Sports.
And we're just really friends.
Yeah.
Have nothing to do with them.
And then Vladimir Putin is trending this morning. He won Russia's presidential election again, so he'll be in office for another 6 years. They say he got 87% of the vote. Pretty shocking numbers.
Yeah, it's a man of the people right there.
You're not kidding.
That's what you call clearly that. The people love him, right?
He's beloved.
Man of the people.
So those are just a few things that are now trending.
Rob performed or actually participated in a tournament yesterday. He's getting all about his physical health and everything. So he played in a tournament yesterday. We'll tell you what kind of tournament. Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So last week we were talking about Tech D Rob, and he was telling us that he's getting back serious about losing weight, and he's going to try to be more physically active, and he got him some walking shoes, and they were made for walking, and these shoes are going to walk all over you. So that's fantastic. Of course, we're all excited about that. But I didn't know he was going to take it to the level that he has taken it. Because, you know, this weekend, there were all those basketball tournaments around.
Yeah.
You know, they call those the conference tournaments.
Yeah.
Is that what they call those? Well, in honor of the college basketball tournaments, Rob himself participated in a little tournament, get himself all, you know, worked out and worked up and all that. What kind of tournament was this, Rob?
It was a trading card game called Star Wars Unlimited.
There you go. But, hey, baby steps, man. Star Wars trading card tournament.
What's the baby step that he?
Well, he's just like those cards. You know, you got to deal them out. You got to pick them up and put them back down. I mean, how many sets of pick up a card and put it back down did you do, Rob?
Oh, man, I went 2-1 in the tournament. I lost one round.
And did you fast during the tournament?
I didn't intend to, but I didn't eat anything until 6 o'clock that day.
I didn't intend to fast, but I did.
I meant to grab something on the way, but I was running late. So,
oh, okay. So he was food insecure the entire time.
Right.
And did you win the tournament?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, man.
I was top four.
Went 2-1?
Yeah.
That's a tough, man. It's a tough loss.
Is that the first time you've ever played in one of those tournaments?
For this game, yeah.
Well, I mean.
No, I'm sorry. This is the third time I played one tournament for this game. I'm stupid.
It's one of those Magic the Gathering type things where you're doing those kinds of cards and all, but this is just about Star Wars.
Yeah, it's very similar, yeah. I've played in these kinds of tournaments since I was in my teens.
Could Ace's sister play in this tournament? Or do the superhero cards she uses are tarot cards, so that's not the same kind of cards.
Right. No, but this is anybody can play this one. You pay $15 and they give you the cards to use.
Yeah.
And you just have to know how to play the game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Skip you, comes back to me, reverse.
Yeah, I play my Darth Vader.
And do you go in with your own cards and you lose them?
No. You go in, they give you three packs of cards, and you draft cards. So you take one out of the pack, pass it to the person next to you, and everybody else does that around a table, and then you make a deck from it.
How many people were in this tournament?
There were 14 this week, but there were almost 30 last week when I played.
And what was the average age?
About my age.
So late 30s.
Yeah, there were a couple children and a couple older people, so they kind of just
so it averages out.
Yeah, averages out.
Now, when they have little children in there, do they have a no cussing rule? Y'all can't be cussed.
Yeah, all those places I go to have a no cussing rule.
Okay, well, good. So just fun, wholesome stuff.
Yep. It doesn't mean people are abiding by the no cussing rule, but
yeah, it means they have the rule. Yeah,
right. That basically means cuss, but then say, "Oh, I'm sorry," afterward, and it's fine.
Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah. Well, here's the activity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep moving, man.
I'm sweating in that last round.
Today is Prancercise. He's doing that today, the Prancercise. There is a Hollywood beef going on, but it's not a beef between two celebrities. It's a beef between two celebrity fans, and I need to get caught up on it myself. Coming up next.
It's radio. It's a podcast. It's the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show. More next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
There won't be a new edition of TJ and Jody's House today, the podcast. Because I ran out of time yesterday working in the stinking yard.
Oh, still in the yard.
Working in the yard. Yesterday was, I can tell you quickly, it's kind of an interesting story. My neighbor wanted to know, he said, hey, if I can, he and his wife both drive cars. So he said, if you let me use your truck, I rented an aerator. I'll go get it. And I know you're going off today. So I was going off for David Spade and all that Saturday night. And he said, I'll go get the aerator. And then, before I take it back, I'll aerate your yard and mine.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So he did. So then that meant that Sunday yesterday was going to be the day for spreading the seed and the fertilizer and the lime.
Yeah.
And that took a lot longer than I anticipated it, especially when, you know, your yard's in bad shape like mine, and it doesn't just, you know, the little spreader just doesn't glide evenly over the already, thick grass that's down there and all that. I'm having to even push it up. My whole house is on a hill. I still don't even know how they did that. So I got finished just in time to limp into the house and eat a little something, take a shower, and go to bed. Not necessarily in that order. So anyway, we're going to record one today, this afternoon, and then bring it in and post it tomorrow. It's rough. And then Jody comes. So it's like a workout, you know, for me, going up and down the hills, pushing this thing and all that. So then Jody wants to come out and say, I know you hate this. You know, hate doing yard work, and, you know, whatever. And I said, no, it's fine. And she takes my not wanting to chat as being in a bad mood. Well, I just go back in the house. Okay. Meanwhile, she's down at my little friend Jenny's workout place pushing sleds, you know, up and down a 100-yard football field all the time. I'm trying to push a little seed spreader around. And I'm, it's fine. Back, I mean, lock. You want me to help you? I got it. My kid boy come out here and help you. It's like it wasn't two person thing.
Yeah, you really only one person can do it at a time.
I could have traded off.
Who?
You and boy?
Yeah, I guess we could, but he wouldn't have known what he was doing.
But I've been there though for part of that. You're like, I'm not upset. Yeah. I'm just like, this is hard.
Yeah.
So I can't really talk while I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get me a sweet tea, please.
But I mean, it turns out fine. It's not turning out fine. One thing I'm thinking about is that this is not our first try to get a good yard going. We've already paid, and this is why I'm doing it now. We ran out of yard money paying other people to screw it up.
Yeah.
So how am I going to make it better? I don't know how to do any of this stuff.
Well, this might be it, though. It might take off this year now.
I don't know. Now I'm depressed. It's going to break.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So I don't even know how this happens. Unless we're talking about two children in this story. And I don't know because I couldn't really wade through it a whole lot. Because it's about celebrities and beefing and all of this. It seems that a Dua Lipa fan and a Nicki Minaj fan have gotten into a silly situation. Have you heard about this, Riggins?
They are the most vicious fan bases on social media.
Those two
specifically.
Okay, more so than okay, you said vicious.
Yeah.
Rabid. Like, rabid fans would be Taylor Swift, probably. Yeah. And these would be the ones that just come after you.
It doesn't matter. If you're, like, some random folk artist, there will be a Dua Lipa fan in your mentions, like, you flopped, you suck, stream Dua Lipa's new song on Spotify. I mean, they're just...
They're
incessant
mean.
And mean, yeah.
Okay. So, and Nicki Minaj is the same
one. Same thing. Even worse.
So, one guy... got into it with the other guy. I don't know which one was on which team, but let's just say one, the guy that was a Nicki Minaj fan, decides that he's going to fly to the Dua Lipa's fans' house and settle it.
What?
So wherever he All lives, right. flew to the Dua Lipa fans' house, and then the Dua Lipa fan called the police to come settle it.
They're both men.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I'm wondering if they're kids. Can't be that if you can just jump on a plane.
Yeah. No, these are adults.
Are they are they gay?
I would imagine. If you're fighting on the internet over Nicki Minaj, you're probably a gay person.
Yeah.
Really?
I got a feeling. Yeah. That might be a stereotype, but it's a true one.
But at some point when you're on the plane, let's say you get that far, it doesn't occur to you like, what am I doing?
And the other guy, though, they said he did give him, here's my address. If you want to do this, here's my, you know where I live. And so then he just said, okay.
Well,
I'll see you there.
I got a little bit of respect for the guy that's like, okay, it shows up. Like, if we're going to do it, let's do it.
I ain't going to talk about it. I'm going to be about it.
But they didn't end up fighting?
I don't think so. I think the police had to get there and settle it before it got out of hand. But yeah, what if you're the cop and you're getting that call? Hey, we got two pop fans out here, you know, threatening each other. One of them has traveled across state lines to fight this other one.
I found a picture online. It looks like one of them is slumped over with the cops in front of him, and just, he looks like he made the worst decision ever. He's just like, why did I do this?
And then they look young though, right? They from do. What I can make out,
they like, do look very young,
like high school
maybe.
Wow. Can you imagine though when that guy realizes, oh my god, he showed up? Like, I bet he was terrified.
Yeah. Mom, help.
Yeah, and I wonder if one was older than the other too. I mean, like, the one that they're showing looks like a teenager. What if the other one was in his 30s? Just, you know, hey, that's how he were able to go get on a plane.
If I'm the cop that's responding, I'm like, okay, I'll come out there, but everybody's getting maced. Like, I'll ask questions later, but I'm just
everybody's getting a spank.
Everybody.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So March Madness kicks off this week. A lot of people really excited, talking about their brackets, getting their brackets filled out and things like that.
It's an exciting, fun time.
Yeah.
Nerds.
You think it's nerdy to do the bracket?
Yeah.
Barstool Sports.
But listen, the only reason I think that, though, is because I don't do it.
Yeah, right. So it's nerdy.
So it's pretty much like everything else with TJ. If he doesn't do it, it's nerdy.
Yeah. The guys at Barstool are doing Arch Madness, which is like a foot competition, like hot feet. I thought that was pretty clever. Arch Madness.
It's a clever idea.
Yeah, I like that.
There's a restaurant right around the corner here that's doing a deal, and if you win their bracket, you win like a 80-inch TV or something.
Oh, really?
But if you come in dead last, you get a $300 gift card. I know I'm not going to win. I'm kind of angling for dead last.
Yeah, well, you put the worst possible.
Try to tank it.
I never understand that. Prizes for the worst.
I know. Me either, but I was like, I got a better shot at being the worst than the best, so yeah. Let's go for it.
Well, if that doesn't work out, the Powerball jackpot, $645 million. Ooh. So the next drawing is today, I believe, tonight. Yes,
they draw Monday.
$645 million. That's a lot of cash. Sad news for Tech D Rob today. The inventor of karaoke has died. His name is Japanese. And I cannot say it. There's a lot of consonants all running together. Not a lot of vowels, so I'm not going to even try it. But he lived to be 100 years old. He invented karaoke. The karaoke machine, it says, in 1967, after one of his employees made fun of his singing voice. And that's what it should be. Karaoke is not supposed to be about like how great of a singer you are. Who wants to hear that? It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, just have a good time with it.
Yeah, you don't really want to hear it. Because then it becomes like a show, and then you're just at a bar watching like an amateur
singer. I don't want to hear terrible singers, though.
I get it. I get that.
You don't want to be so bad that it's super annoying.
Where you can't even listen to it, but also like... It's also annoying when somebody's like really good. And it's like, okay, well, we're at a bar.
Yeah, I'd rather hear somebody be really good, though. But I also don't want you to go up there knowing you're bad, but turn it into some type of skit.
Yeah, make a big.
Yeah, I don't need a play out of it.
Yeah.
Just sing your song or whatever without, you know, trying to, I don't know, whatever you're going to do with it would make it a play. I just find it annoying.
Yeah, I understand that. You know, over the weekend, Justin Timberlake's Tiny Desk concert went viral. Spectacular. If you haven't had a chance, go watch it.
It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
He's impressive.
Yeah.
We're going to play a little game coming up next on the Ace and TJ Show.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Hey, we're going to play a little game. A lot of celebrities in the news. TJ just told us about a Nicki Minaj fan and Dua Lipa fan duking it out. Well, I don't know if they actually fought, but they were preparing to fight over some comments. They were what were some of the verbal insults they were trading?
I don't know. Anything? I just said that they were saying one's better than the other, and the one said, well, you know where I am. Come get me if you want to fight me. Here's my home address.
That might end up happening with your Fanaticos. I know. They might just turn on each other.
It's going to be bad.
They would cannibalize each other. But obviously, Nicki Minaj, big star. Dua Lipa, big star. Are these people legends or not? Legend or not?
Oh, I like this game when we play.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
No.
No.
Is she a legend or is she not?
I think she is a crime documentary legend, a crime entertainment.
It's got to have that little asterisk next to it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Ariana Grande, legend or not?
No.
Not yet. It's too soon to judge.
Rolling Stone says her new album is an instant classic.
Yeah, I think it's a little too soon for her to be a legend just because it has had enough time yet.
Okay. Bill O'Reilly, legend or not?
Legend.
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 He's a legend.
Not crazy about him, but he's a legend.
Yeah. Mama June, no. Legend or not?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, reality show legend. She absolutely is.
Yeah.
In her world, she's a legend.
Oh, I can't stand her.
New season, I think, coming soon. Luke Combs.
Not yet.
Not yet. Will be. I think will be, but it's just too soon. Hasn't had enough time to be a legend yet.
Or as Max Foster on CNN calls him, Luke Coombs. Stupid. Taylor Swift, legend or not?
Yes.
She hasn't had enough time.
No, not yet.
No.
14 years, I think. Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
A.K.A. Harry Potter.
Well.
No.
Well, you're Harry Potter.
Forever, whether he likes it or not.
I think you're legendary as Harry Potter.
Emeril Lagasse. Legend or not?
Yeah, legend.
Yep.
Amy Winehouse. Legend or not?
Nah.
It's very close, if not.
I say yes.
I don't know how many people of a younger generation know Amy Winehouse.
Yeah.
That's my question.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I don't think so.
No. I learned something about a household duty that I was doing completely wrong for my entire life. No one ever told me. I'll tell you what it is next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So I'll be honest with you. I never did a load of laundry until college, sometime in college.
Really?
My mom did all the laundry.
Okay.
And never asked for help. I would imagine probably didn't want us helping her with laundry. But I remember taking the wet clothes out to the backyard. We had a clothesline, didn't have a dryer, and she would hang it with clothespins. And that was, I guess, part of her duties. She says she enjoyed doing it. But what I learned recently from a TikTok video is that I am using way too much laundry detergent. No one ever told me. I would open, I used a liquid. So I would unscrew the cap and fill up the cap, dump the soap into the washing machine, and that was it. And then I saw this TikTok video of a guy that repairs washers and dryers, and he makes a whole thing. He says, you're probably using too much detergent. You really only need about a tablespoon or two tablespoons. Now, if you put that in one of those cups, it would be like not even at the first line that they draw on the inside. And he shows the inside of what your washing machine looks like when you use too much detergent. It is loaded with like black grime and mold and stuff like that, because the new washers, they're high efficiency and there's not a lot of water running through them. So if you use that much concentrated soap, the amount of water isn't enough to get all that soap out of your clothes. And it ends up caking on the inside of your washing machine. You just can't see it. It's really gross. But I never knew that. Nobody ever told me that those lines really are just trying to get you to buy more laundry detergent, which is pretty smart. So what is something you learned as an adult that it might be common knowledge to everybody else, but it wasn't to you. It can be anything. Like TJ's pointed out that red velvet cake is the same as chocolate cake, mentioned many years ago. Something like that. Maybe everybody knew it, but you didn't. What is it? At the Ace TJ Show, we'll get your answers next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Ace and TJ Show is sponsored by our friend Richard Takato. He's a mortgage expert. And whether you're looking to buy a home, refinance, or looking to open a home equity line, you can file for one, get it approved in a day, like really quickly. All it takes is one short phone call with Richard Takato.
Richard.
I can't do it, so I rely on you to do that.
You're going
to
make it more southerly. You started to go, Richard.
Who did?
You did. TJ goes, Richard, and you went, Richard.
Oh, Richard. I can't roll my R's. homewithrichard.com. He's a great guy. You're really going to enjoy talking to him. So what's the thing you learned later in life? Like, I found out I was using way too much laundry detergent. It's probably not good for my washing machine. It might have been common knowledge to other people, but it wasn't to you. Like, for example, somebody on the internet said, I thought his name was Mick Jagger, like M-C-J-A-G-G-E-R. Like, that was like a one name, like McLovin. But it turns out it's Mick Jagger.
That was like
Mick,
his last name.
Yeah, he was an Irish
Mick
last
Jagger.
Name.
Mick Jagger. Oh, yeah. Mick Jagger. Mick Jagger.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Found out it was actually two names. It's Mick Jagger.
That is really good.
I love that.
But imagine going through your whole life not knowing that. So what is it for you? At the Ace TJ Show, we've got a lot of these. Like, first of all, there's a whole debate about whether or not red velvet is actually chocolate cake. A lot of people seem to disagree with that. I put it in the example. People are like, it's actually not the same. I don't know what they're talking about, though. How to fold a fitted sheet comes up a couple of times.
I got to work on that. I struggle with folding a fitted sheet.
I don't even bother.
Yeah. I like Michelle. She was an adult before she learned that the clock icon for the clock settings on the phone actually tells you the time as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I found out that if you hold down the zero on your iPhone, that's how you get the degree mark. Like if 70 degrees. How do you know that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I found out this weekend. I was like, oh my God, there it is. That's how you get it. Katie said, I just found out that Manwich is just canned sauce. I thought it all came in the can like chili. No, you got to cook meat separately, then add the sauce. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
And it's disgusting. Make your own homemade sloppy joe sauce. I mean, come on.
I didn't know that it didn't have the meat in it either.
You just learned that, Rob?
Yes.
Well,
never knew that.
I was an adult before I learned that every single thing that you cook in a crock pot requires cream cheese.
That's right.
That's very true.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't operate without
the cream cheese. And a whole brick of it.
Yeah.
A little cream cheese is good. A whole brick is better.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.